This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let's talk about the hiring of former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel.
We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring.
This will be a news interview, and I was not involved in her hiring.
Because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor. She has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Maybe you're projecting hostile feelings.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That $500 million bond that had been set and that the former president had to deal with today has now been reduced to $175 million.
And honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Grace is off this week, but Emma Foley will be doing Hate Mail Monday in the second segment of the show today. I'm going to play some. We're going to take a lot of calls today, and there's a lot to talk about the Trump decision. It's better than it was, but it's still persecution. It's still the Star Chamber. It's a kangaroo court at $170 million. It's just not quite as bad. And they're trying to go after Ronna McDaniel. Never been one of my favorites, and she's Mitt Romney's niece, and she did her best for the Democrats. They the Republicans never had a successful cycle. You know, I mean, she was just into, florists and hair styling and that kind of stuff, but not so much into winning elections and fighting mail-in balloting and harvesting of ballots, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, she wasn't as incompetent as, say, the Republicans of Massachusetts under Jim Jones Lyons and DoorDash deal, but she didn't get the job done. She had to go. Guy texted me from Maine on Friday. He's a Republican activist operative, and he said he gets texts now every day from the Republican National Committee asking for his help and can he do anything. And Ronna never did anything like that. And now for being a good operative. And not getting the job done, being a good rhino, just like Uncle Pierre Delecto, she's being tossed down the stairs because she's not a quote unquote journalist, as if these people are journalists at NBC and MSNBC. Anyway, though, before we go back to the phone lines, I want to play a cut from Marco Rubio, and he was on yesterday with. On ABC, whatever they call that show, and he just lays it out in 51 seconds. He just sums it all up. This is Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, cut 14.
Look what happened to the last guy. A mob stormed the Capitol, literally calling to hang Mike Pence.
Listen,
and Trump defended those chants of hanging Mike Pence.
I will tell you this, that when Donald Trump was president of the United States, this country was safer, it was more prosperous. We had relations, for example, in a part of the world that I care about called the Western Hemisphere that were very strong. We had a lot of good things done there. I think the country and the world was a better place when he was president. And I would love to see him return to the White House in comparison to the guy who's there now, Joe Biden, who's been a disaster economically. Look at the world. Every single day we wake to a new crisis, to a new conflict. Everything has gone on fire since the time Joe Biden took over. Afghanistan's gone down. Ukraine has been invaded. Now the Philippines and the Chinese are on the verge of something bad happening every single day, not to mention the threats to Taiwan. We have this blow up in Haiti going on in our very own hemisphere.
Yeah. That lays it out, doesn't it? Pretty much. And wait, it gets worse. You know, Marco Rubio, he's a member of the Gang of Seven, you know, that gets these high-level security briefings. And many people, you know, suspect that he's a member, at least an associate member, if not a made member of the deep state. But he talks to Christopher Wray and he gets these secret briefings. Cut 17.
I think we should be very concerned, as the FBI director confirmed to me, that there is a trafficking network out there that specializes in moving people. They do it for profit, moving people and migrants around the world, including across our southern border, who have links to ISIS. I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network of people, they would most certainly use it to move operatives into the United States. So I'm not claiming there's an imminent threat to the U.S., but I am saying that border situation and the existence of that network is a threat to the United States. If they could do what they did in Moscow in the United States, they would do it in a heartbeat. They want to do it.
Yeah, they do. They do. And Biden's just letting them in willy-nilly. He doesn't care. Look at what's going on in these flop houses in Massachusetts. Now they're going to have to reapply every month to stay in the flop houses. Oh, boy, that should solve the problems. Oh, let's get them into some job training programs, too. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like they had back in the 60s and 70s. Job training. No skills, no English, no particular work ethic. Oh, they're gonna be able to stand on their own 2 feet. You bet they are. 844-500-4242. Is Mitt sticking up for his niece? Mitt sticks up for nobody other than Mitt. Come on. Is Mitt going to tie Rona to his bumper? Not to the bumper. Come on now. Let's get it straight. Not to the bumper. He put Seamus the Wonder Dog on his roof. And it was a rough ride on the roof for Seamus from Belmont, Massachusetts to Detroit, Michigan. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just want to ask you a quick question. Have you been to the buffet at Mar-a-Lago lately on Wednesday?
I was there like about a month ago.
Oh, you know, that's on my bucket list to go down there and have lunch with you with Donald Trump.
I never know if Trump's going to be there. You know, I thought he'd be there this week, and he came in early, and then he went in and he did something in the lobby area. I don't know if he gave an interview. Then he came back, and as I was leaving, we had a great meal. It was a beautiful night. There were a bunch of us there, for some family and friends, and as he saw me, and he waved, and I went over and just told him he was doing a great job. And I had this woman from New York with me who was her husband had gone along, and she loves the guy, and she just went over and talked to him again. But he was in a great mood, Margaret.
He's got. I pray for him every night. Give him I have the Lord say, give him the courage and the stamina, which he has. I'll never give up.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't understand? How come either the lawyers, the Republicans, or somebody, they can't fight hard enough because they're going against like the Eighth Amendment and all kinds of the amendments? I don't get it. How they get away with it?
It's hard when you got these crooked judges. I mean, this decision a legitimate judiciary legitimate prosecutor never would have brought these charges. A legitimate judge, unlike the one that's had five rulings overturned, would never have allowed this travesty to go forward. And the Supreme Court, or whatever it was today, the appeals court, would have thrown it out immediately as soon as it got there. But you know, you're not dealing here with an old style system where they. And I know there were always injustices. Obviously, there's injustices in any human system, but they were never as ingrained as this. This is like a totalitarian state that we have here. And we'll play some cuts from Trump as we go through the day. Thanks for the call, Margaret. Mr. Garcia, I know you're heartbroken. I'm glad you called in today. Governor Murphy's wife has pulled out of the race just after Senator Menendez pulled out of the race. You must be devastated.
Oh, yeah, because it's corruption in New Jersey. She had more corruption than Bob Menendez. And the problem is she cannot win at all. And hopefully.
How could she not win? She's terrible. You would think she'd be made to order for New Jersey.
It's disgusting. Yeah, I want to ask you a great question. How do illegal working the restaurant, not paying taxes, and my the restaurant where I go to the diner, go you have about 15 illegal working there, never nobody paying taxes. How do people going to be burdened when you get older, right?
No kidding.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you know how they're working, Mr. Garcia. They're working under the table. They're getting paid cash.
You have to be 5 years paying taxes, right, to qualify for citizenship, right?
You know what? Mr. Garcia, these are old rules when we actually lived in a nation of laws. I mean, here in Massachusetts, they've got when they bring in these illegal aliens, they have welfare case managers to tell them how to get not only WIC, which is women and children, infants, and DTA, which is welfare, straight welfare, Department of Transitional Assistance, and they get all this money on top of getting free room and three meals a day for $64. But you know what else they get, Mr. Garcia? And of course they get full dental and medical as well. They also are told how to apply for SSI. You know what SSI is, right? That's disability. So they come over. They're illegal aliens in there, and some of them are filing for SSI, for disability. How is that possible? If you're in the country illegally and you can't get a work permit to begin with, you're going to get a permanent check, a kiss in the mail for being disabled. And again, I said, we have tried to get the list that I printed today. No one in the state will give us the list. So they're not going to give us the list. So I printed the list. And, you know, if the state wants to tell me I made some mistakes, you know, I'd like to hear from them. I'd like the full list. Give us the full list and we'll print the full list and we'll see if I made any mistakes. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Yeah. That was one of the things that surprised me when I got the list last week, SSI. I mean, people get mental disabilities. You know, if they, you know, no one wants to go around wearing a neck brace for the rest of their life, so you say, I can't sleep at night. I have PTSD. Yeah. I fell down and I have headaches. Oh, we'll put you on SSI. Not everybody on SSI is a fraud, but there's a huge percentage of there are. Now it's available for illegal alien criminals as well. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Crab Rangoon Dip is back. Lump crab meat with cheese and spices. Enjoy yours today at the 110 Grill.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is James Carville says that, quote, preachy females are driving people, especially men, out of the Democrat Party. Do you agree?
Absolutely, yes.
74% say yes.
Wow, I'm surprised it's that low. I would think it would be more like 90%. 844-500-4242. All right, it's that time of the week. Grace is on vacation, but Emma Foley is going to be handling Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
This is, of course, one of the great features of the show. We like to check in with all of our fan mail. People love us, you know, readers, viewers, listeners in particular, because this is mainly a radio show. And we like to check in with all the great fan mail that we all get. Me, Grace, Taylor, Jared, even Emma, I guess, gets some.
I did, Emma? Get some hate this week, Howie.
You did?
I guess I'll start with that one. Yep. Yeah. So I was on with Grace on Friday, and someone in the Rumble chat who goes by Fossil Films said she looks like an evil elf. Someone else responded, a cute evil elf. It's the eyebrows. I agree she's cute, but she looks naughty. And then Tool Gal came to my rescue. She said, if you're talking about Emma's eyebrows again, you are silly. They're fine.
But the recurring word was cute. There's worse words.
There was evil and elf in there. I don't know. I think elfin is like not so bad as far as mythical creatures go.
Yeah. Evil's. It doesn't really affect me anymore to be called evil or any of those words. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
No one was calling you cute this week, yeah. Howie.
Not too many people have called you cute of
yeah,
late.
No.
The only time they called me cute is when I tried to get away with something at, say, the State House or City
Hall. Too cute by half. Yeah.
Exactly. In that sense of the word, I've been called cute many times. But anyway, go ahead.
So Bill said, you've been writing a lot about the illegal aliens. Bill said,
yes.
Howie Carr is a divisive POS. Would love to see that fatty walk 1,500 miles through jungles and deserts. Shoot, dude couldn't even walk a mile.
You know, a lot of those people that are coming over, especially from Haiti, they haven't been in Haiti for 5 or 10 years. They've been squatting somewhere like in Chile or Brazil. And then they heard the dinner bell ringing. The dog whistle was blowing for criminals from the third world. And so they answered the dog whistle, and that's why they're there.
Can we get cut two, please?
Oh, poor Howie. They don't call them the Washington Redskins anymore. The big bad liberals changed the name. You're a pathetic piece of you old racist bastard.
I guess that guy hasn't seen the polls that show most Native Americans would like to see the team's name changed back to the Redskins. And I dare say they feel the same way about the Cleveland Guardians. And by the way, my condolences to Matt Dolan, whose family owns the Cleveland Guardians. Maybe there was some blowback when he lost the primary last week.
Howie, you had a St. Patrick's Day post last week. Someone said, hateful Howie howls BS again. And then Chris said, sounds like Howie has some corned beef shoved up his you-know-what.
I tweeted out a picture. The city of Boston, their official Happy St. Patrick's Day posting on Facebook, I guess it was. And it was a black guy dressed up as a leprechaun, which at the very least was cultural appropriation. Wouldn't you agree, Emma?
Yeah, I think that was Mayor Wu's choice maybe for the model for that picture.
Yeah, it was a St. Patrick's Day of color posting. What if an Irish guy like, say, Steve Murphy had been, in an outfit saying Happy Black History Month?
Yeah, we wouldn't hear the end of that one.
No, never, ever.
All right, Howie, we're going to finish off with Taylor's hate mail. Someone said this kid Taylor is nebbish, smarmy, and condescending. And can we get cut three, please? We don't have time for cut three.
That's okay. We'll get it when we come back.
Sounds
right,
good.
Taylor?
Sure.
Thank you,
scared.
Emma. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Some people are accusing Taylor of somehow trying to run out the clock, even though he wasn't holding the ball at the time during that last segment.
Not my segment. I'm happy to play any hate mail for me.
Okay. People want it, so here's the hate mail for Taylor.
Oh, great. You're letting Tucker Taylor bash Bob Dylan again.
It's absolutely awful and sickening. This is on that same level as Dylan. This is the trouble when you have two first names.
You mean like Tucker and Taylor?
I always got that weird,
hey, folks, how's everybody doing?
Then you let him play John Hinckley Jr. doing a Dylan song.
Sounds better than whoever did that song for us, though.
Gee, can you name another crappy cover singer who was probably involved in a presidential assassination?
Big shocker here. Frank Sinatra.
Is he referring to the Manchurian candidate?
I don't think so.
844-500. Oh, I know. Okay, JFK. Okay, sorry. I was thinking of his... of his movie career.
Well, I mean, that was part of the reason why that movie went missing for so many years. Because
there
were too many similarities to the JFK assassination. Sinatra had the rights to that film and had it pulled.
If you want to read up on Sinatra's relationship with the Kennedys, there's really a good account in Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1, I believe. Yes, indeed. He even threw Peter Lawford, brother in Lawford, out of all of his future movies after he had his falling out with JFK. 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
Look, man, you were talking about the SSI stuff.
Yes.
So a couple of decades back, my lovely first wife passed away. She was ill for a number of years. And during that process, we found out that, hey, you might be able to actually apply for early Social Security or some benefit while you're freaking dying, basically. And we went to the Social Security office and we were denied. We appealed. We were denied again. A year or so later, she passes on, and I receive you got to remember, this woman worked her whole life paying into the tax system. I received a $200 death benefit, Howie, and I sent that check back with a couple of words on there. But, this is really out of control, dude. I can't believe that people are getting SSI for free.
I know. Well, I don't know how many are getting it, but that's one of the, they have benefits managers. That's what they have for you at these flop houses, especially if you move out. But I think they're there if you're just living in the motel. And they got the WIC, Women and Infant Children. That's supposed to provide, all the goods you need for a child. But they give them free diapers, free diaper pails, free wipes, free... I had to look up what the difference was between a crib and a bassinet. You have cribs and bassinets and playpens, and you have all this stuff. So if you're getting free meals and free baby formula, free bought, what do you need a WIC check for? But the WIC checks are between $400 and $800 a month if you get on. And then how about the DTA, Department of Transitional Assistance, meaning welfare. That's a euphemism for welfare. Up to $2,880 a month for a family of four. But they're getting everything paid for. That's why you go to these flophouse parking lots, you see a lot of new cars or almost new cars, very expensive cars, let me put it that way, or SUVs, because they have all this disposable income. If you had no expenses and you were getting a check from the government for basically $3,000 and didn't have to pay taxes on it. But the one that drives me the craziest is every one of them is getting free tax preparation, which costs $350 per family, $350 per family. Wait, you're saying, why do they have to prepare taxes? They don't work. They never have worked. They're not planning to work because they have children. So they get child tax credits. Even if they don't work, they get child tax credits. So they're giving them all the there's so many people like Sean, and they're texting in too. I tried to get SSI, and I couldn't get it. I'm an American citizen. it doesn't pay to be an American citizen anymore. You know, they always used to say that in the Roman Empire. That was those magic words. I forget what they are in Latin, but I am a Roman citizen. That meant nobody touched you because there would be hell to pay if anything happened to you. You were a first-class human being if you were Roman. In America, do you think you're a first-class citizen? No. I am an illegal alien. Those are the magic words in the United States of America. 844-500-4242. Ronnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hi. Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. The last caller, and you were talking about SS disability.
Yes.
As far as that goes, yeah, that's a... I mean, you know, you can go on and on with that and stuff like that. But as far as, do you remember back a movie, Tom Cruise was in it, and they said, show me the money, kept yelling at, show me the money?
Yes, that was the agent. I can't remember. Jerry Maguire, yeah.
Yeah, I forget the name of the movie. Well, anyways, before these illegals come over the border, they're probably told, and they're instilled in their mind, and they tell them to say, give me the money, yelling out, give me the money, because that's what they're getting. It's free money like everything else, like you're talking about the laundry list. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And they're told that they're fleeing violence or they're fleeing domestic abuse. They're briefed by these NGOs and these George Soros type funded organizations. I don't know if he's probably not directly involved, but they're funded by these one world organizations, and in some cases the UN is giving them these cards that they use as they're making their way north. And so if the UN is us, so we're paying to facilitate the invasion, just like we're paying Hamas's welfare that they steal to you know, fight the Israelis, and we're selling the Israelis military equipment. So we're funneling money to both sides. We're giving the Ukraine money to fight the Russians, and yet we're shutting down our own domestic energy, which is providing the Russians with more money for their energy supplies that fill the gap created by our insane Democrat policies here at home. None of this makes any sense unless you're trying to destroy the country, whether it's the border, whether it's the Mideast, whether it's Ukraine. None of it. If we're concerned about the environment, I think it's true that we are the prime suspects in blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. Do you know how much pollution that caused in the pipeline from Russia to the EU? How much pollution did that cause? But we didn't care about polluting there. But you can't have plastic straws anymore in the U.S., but you can blow up the pipeline and, you know, dump, you know, however much energy into the Baltic Sea. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Yeah, someone just sent me that. I am a Roman citizen. Civis Romanus sum. Sum meaning I am. Civis Romanus sum. Civis Americanus sum. Oh, yeah? Then give me some money, gringo. You keep working them 2-3 jobs, because I want the freebies. I want the WIC. I want the tax preparer for $350 so I can get some more money from you, gringo. Stupid Americano. 844-500-4242. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie, great show. I live in Maine. My brother had a stroke, 50 years old. Earned like $100,000 as a mason.
Yeah.
He gets $127 for SSI right now, a month.
$127.
Yeah, exactly. And it's crazy up here in Maine. All these friggin' illegals that are everywhere. Motels, hotels, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they're getting everything. And here's a guy that worked all his life. Yeah, too bad he had a stroke, but you know what I mean? This is what you get.
They just announced today they have a couple of soldiers' homes in Massachusetts that run by the state. One was in Holyoke. That's where they was run by hacks, and they had a terrible COVID outburst because nobody knew what they were doing because they were all political appointees. Over 70 people died. They settled up. The other one is in the eastern part of the state near Boston, the Chelsea Soldiers' Home. Guess what they've decided to use the Chelsea Soldiers' Home for, Todd? I'll bet you can guess. They just announced afternoon.
I'm sure they're not throwing a party for everybody that's an American citizen. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be the latest emergency facility. I'm sure it's only temporary, you know, like the Melnia Cass Center in Roxbury, like all the other places that are temporary homes for illegal aliens. Thanks for the call, Todd. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and the outdoor opportunities on the Cape are special, especially if you're staying at the Nauset Beach Inn in Orleans. It is the only public accommodations available on the Cape Cod National Seashore. You can take in the Cape Cod Rail Trail on an electric bike, and discounts on e-bike rentals are available at the Nauset Beach Inn if you're staying there. You can view the Great Herring Migration in Brewster. It's a one-of-a-kind fish run with swarms of fish. There are endless beach and shore paths to hike here as the days get warmer and the days get longer. And you can view from your room or from the fire pits the return of the humpback whales, visible from the comfort of the fire pits, as I said, at the Nauset Beach Inn. It's right on the Atlantic Ocean. Want to warm up after a long day outside doing some of the things I was just talking about? Every room has a fireplace. When I visited the Nauset Beach Inn, I was so impressed with how every room not only has an ocean view, but that the ocean view is ever-changing with a different surf to watch. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly. Nauset Beach Inn is also family-friendly because they have each room has two queen-size beds, so you can bring the little kids along with you. Sit by the fire pit and enjoy the sunset, cocktails, or conversation. The Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation far away. April rooms from $249.99, and in May, rooms begin at $269.99. These are still off-season rates, and it's a great time to go down to the Cape. Reserve your room now. They won't last very long. Not at this price. NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Become a Howie Carr Show super fan.
Subscribe to Howie's newsletter and you'll get the latest news, columns, cheap bastard deals, and other special offers from the Howie Carr Show. Just enter your name and email at HowieCarrShow.com.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I got a text late Friday night. I never got around to it, but I wanted to read it to you today. I mean, this is just another example of the frustration that people, Americans who play by the rules, who work for a living, are feeling right now with all this BS that's going on. 774. I went shopping today, and in addition to my receipt, I also got one from a SNAP recipient. Little Debbie Cakes, $3.50. Cheetos Hot Crunch, $4.49. Chicken Tenders, $7.50, and a bunch of other crap. Their total bill was $113.80. Mine was $46.85, and it was a gut punch to my cash flow. I mean, this is what they want. They want to demoralize the citizenry. I don't know why. I don't know why. We're the ones who do the work, but they want to. You know, make us into second-class citizens. Citizens the wrong word, though, because the people that are getting the royal treatment aren't even citizens. They're not even here legal. They're not even legal aliens. They're illegal aliens. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Howie. My brother was a Marine for 4 years. He put his time in. And he worked all his life and at 49, he was getting these letters from the commandant that he was exposed to toxic water down at Camp Lejeune
by
the time he was in the Marines. Make a long story short, all of a sudden, he gets anxiety. He never had anxiety his whole life. And he lost function in his right hand and then his left leg. And this was all happening so fast. So they medevaced him to the Veterans Hospital up in Buffalo, New York. And the doctors said he was the third patient. They never saw such rapid onset of cancer. It was going up and down his spine. It was everywhere. And he had been driving a motorcycle 6 months earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We applied for Social Security because he was only 49 years old. But he was disabled. He lost his hand. He lost his opposite arm. He could hardly walk. It was documented. Well, they denied him that early Social Security. He was 49 years old. He was American. He worked all his life. He was a veteran. He was at Camp Lejeune. And our plan was he was going to go stay with my mother in Florida for the last 4 months because the doctors said, you have 4 to 6 months to live. Well, what repercussions? My mother checked herself in the hospital. My brother died October 9th after just being in the hospital end of September. My mother checked herself in the hospital. She died December 28th. When I went down to get her in Florida and bring her back, I was living in New York at the time. It's just terrible. And he was denied Social Security the day after he died. I got the phone call. So when I hear these Social Security stories, it breaks my heart, but it maddens me that Americans who pay the price, who do all you're supposed to do, and he's denied.
I know, and you know the Democrats wonder why no Americans want to join the military anymore. What are you fighting for? You're fighting for a free ride for all these criminals coming in from the third world while Americans are being denied benefits. It's insane. I mean, again, that just jumped out at me when I saw the SS. I figured the welfare, the WIC, the women and infant children, but SSI, they're getting that too, where they're getting the opportunity to apply for that. And people are texting me. I again, if you want to see the whole list, go to HowieCarshow.com, and it's right there. You can check it out. I just put out the whole list without hardly any writing, just a list, and you can download it and show it to people. And nobody from the state has disputed any of this. And we've been trying to actually get the list. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the list of all the freebies, all the benefits, all the costs, who's getting the no-bid contracts to provide all these goodies for illegal aliens. And we need more time. Just like they never gave us the ambulance record for Michelle Wu's house in Boston, the city of Boston. They never gave us the police report on the transgender OD where they had the five little boys in the back room last summer. They don't respond. This is what a one-party state is. They don't deal with it. 844-500-4242. 774, I applied for Social Security at 62 during the bustling Obama economy and was disgusted to see all the 20-somethings there who outnumbered us old bastards. No doubt they were applying for SSI. One guy, young guy, limping with a cane, looked like he could have carried me over his shoulder. Yeah, claiming you have a physical injury is risky, because especially if you're going for private insurance, like workers' comp or something, because they can send out a private detective, and sometimes they do. You want to have a mental disorder, because when it comes down to just two, I ain't no crazier than you. Old song. I'm Howie Carr.